I think there's a maturity and a grace and in like knowing when to, when is the right time to stop something. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of To Be Honest, the podcast. It's been a little while. It's been a couple of weeks, but we're back. My name is Kara Arredi, as I hope you remember, and sitting across from me is the beautiful, amazing, incredible brunette, Amanda Duckdog.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you really call it brunette at this
point?
Like,
probably not, but it's not blonde.
It's bronze.
It's bronze. It is. It's like a caramel.
Yes.
It's bronze. I actually love that word. It does something to my brain.
I understand. It is quite nice to listen to, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Anyway, how are you going?
I'm good. I mean, it's been like the fact that we've been absent for the past 2 weeks is because it's been a big few weeks.
Yes.
I think we've said this every episode. It's been a big year. I can't believe we're almost halfway through the year. I can't believe everything that's happened and everything that's going to happen. But I'm feeling good now, and I'm feeling good that we're back to the normal scheduled programming for the moment.
Lovely.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
That's good.
It's been a week and a half. But I'm doing okay today.
Great. Glad to hear it.
Yes. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about change, like the topic of change, because we've had a lot of changes happening on our end and have changes that are to come, which we will get into.
Yeah.
And we're excited to talk about change as a concept in general. Not spare change, like the coins in my Sans Beast wallet. No.
I can't tell you the last time I even held a coin.
You know, I've noticed recently I have many coins. Like, could get me two cacaos.
Two, like, iced cacaos from a coffee shop?
Yeah.
Good for you, hun.
I know, isn't that a sleigh?
Yeah, I mean, like, kind of.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because that would be like $15.
Yeah, I've got $15.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not talking about that type of change, guys.
We're not. We're talking about changes in things are changing. But before we get into the changes that are happening for us, Miss Reedy, what do you have to be honest about?
I have to be honest about the fact that I think that I am in a confidence era.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
Yep.
I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling, like I said, confident.
Mm.
And it's not even like this like change. I think it's been a very gradual change to the point where it's only looking back that I feel like I notice it. And like that's just obviously not to say that I'm not insecure in any capacity and like that I don't still feel insecure or even that I'm confident as an adjective. It's just that I feel like I'm more confident.
That's good.
And yeah, I'm like, I can't really say exactly what's happened and why it is. But I'm feeling it, which is good.
That is great news.
Yeah, I was thinking about, I was actually looking today at our website and like the old photos we had on it and stuff like that. And I was, you know how looking at photos, you kind of remember how you felt when you first looked at those photos? I remembered like how I felt about myself and stuff like that. And it wasn't awful, but it wasn't great. And like in comparison to some more recent stuff that I've been feeling about my body and about myself. So it's nice. We always welcome a confidence shift.
We do.
We love it.
Well, we welcome a heightened...
Oh, yeah, confidence shifts in the right direction. Not backwards. Anyway, what do you have to be honest about?
So I have to be honest about that I also have something to say about eras.
Okay. Look, it's the most overused word of our entire generation at this point, isn't it?
I mean, other than the word communicate, but yes.
Yeah.
but I am entering my slow living art girl era this year.
Yes, you are.
Just so we're all on the same page.
Ducky is, and this, I love this about you. Ducky is the type of person where when she's entering an era, it's her whole being.
I'm dressing like an art teacher.
She's talking about the new her room that she's going to make into an art room.
Yeah, it's like. Just like, you know, we are entering new eras at the moment.
Yes.
And I'm realizing the reason why I want to enter this era is because I'm just realizing how my life is so fast-paced all the time. There's so many distractions. There's not a lot of like mindful time. And I think that art is one of the most beautiful ways to be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just want to enter that era. I want an easel and I want a pottery wheel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. This is another thing about you is that you go from 0 to 100. Like, you don't want to go and just do pottery. You want a pottery wheel.
Yeah. But I won't be doing that. Oh, it's not in my budget. Sorry.
You know, maybe one day. Maybe you'll get sponsored by a pottery wheel company. It's very niche, but I feel like you've done nicher things.
True.
So, you know.
You never know.
You never know. I completely agree about art. And, you know, like any kind of like creativity, but specifically where you're like, I guess like painting or drawing or making pottery and stuff like that as being like a great outlet. Because I think I said before, I'm awful at painting, awful at drawing, awful at creating things and love doing it.
Mm. I feel like this talk of eras brings us into the changes that have been happening. And I feel like, I think you need to start because I feel like you have the biggest changes that are happening.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, guys, there's actually a lot. There's a lot that's happened this year. There's a lot that's happening this year.
Yes.
One of the reasons why it's been such a huge year is because there has been so much change. As from my end, as we know, I am now in a long-distance relationship. My boyfriend lives in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And Ducky's also in a relationship. Her boyfriend lives here in this apartment because he moved in. So... that's one change. I think you might have actually already mentioned that in the podcast.
Who knows? I lose track of everything. There's so much content going out. I'm like, I don't know what I said.
So personally this year I've been navigating, like the long distance, like, you know, seeing my partner semi-regularly. Like it kind of ended up being for a little while, like every 2 or 3 weeks, like he'd come here, I'd go there and stuff like that. And then obviously I was in Melbourne for a little while because there was just so much to do there. So I feel like that's been a change that we've adapted to. It's just like naturally in a long distance relationship or any relationship, there's going to be less time spent in the way you used to, right?
Yeah.
Like we used to be two single girlies living in an apartment together, spending literally all our time together.
Yeah.
And now it's like different. There's like just different things pulling us in different directions. And that's not to say that we're obviously not like still besties for the restie, but like we just see there's less time.
Yes.
I would say. And this year Ducky was moving out with her boyfriend. She decided she's going to make the leap with I was going to mention his name, but I'm not going to do that. I was already planning on moving back to Melbourne, you know, in the near future because my partner's from there, but also I'd also just been being called to Melbourne. In the past year or so, like thinking, or mostly in the past like 6 months to a year, just thinking like I feel like I'm being called there, like I want to be closer to my family, my parents again, my sister and stuff like that. Probably should give an honorable mention to my brother, even though honestly I'm not very close with him, so to be honest, he wasn't really a factor. Hey. But now my boyfriend's there as well, so that's obviously a huge drawing card. So I guess we need to lead with, later this year, in around August, Ducky is moving out and I am moving back to Melbourne.
That's the tea. That's the hot gossip getting today.
That is, we are exiting our roomie era, which is actually really quite a lot to fathom.
Yeah.
Like, we've lived here in this apartment, this beautiful fucking apartment that is our home and that we love for like 3.5 years now.
Mm. It's definitely weird, like, because it hit me a little while ago that that's... to me, it's more the fact that you're not going to be living here that hit me, if that makes sense. Like, as in, like, not in the same city. But it is going to be so weird because I just, like, shit talk at you, like, literally every day of my life. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to be doing? You know, it's just, like, so funny. But I think, I mean, we'll get to, like, embracing change and fearing change and all of that. But I think that there's a level of fear and there's also a level of embracing it. And I think that we're both kind of really embracing it a lot more than we're fearing it, because there's a lot to be excited about. I think we both always knew that we weren't going to stay in the same city forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just kind of enjoyed this time that we've had together in this era of our life. That's the way I feel anyway.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in... this is going to sound woohoo, but I am a big believer in like letting change come as it naturally comes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean like doing things because other things are pushing you to do it, even if you don't want to. I more mean like maybe accepting the, like it's honestly almost like an intuitive, like gut instinct kind of thing. Like, for example, if I'm using myself as an example, I was thinking I want to go back to Melbourne at some point in the future. And I was originally just having this like, you know, loose timeline in my head. But then everything kind of started moving towards, August is a really good time to move.
Yeah.
For many, many different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
On my boyfriend's side, on my side, with like you moving out, with like with all the changes that are happening in general, it was just like the perfect time to do it. And it felt like, I feel like a change, you can either resist it or you can go with the flow. And going with the flow, it's scary, it's terrifying, it's uncomfortable, and it's sad. Like, I'm going to be sad to leave the Gold Coast. I'm going to be sad, obviously, to leave all my friends, even though I will be, obviously, coming back as well, because I've still had the luxury of being able to, like, work from anywhere and stuff like that, which is essentially I'm going to be doing what I'm doing now in Melbourne, which is going back to Melbourne, and I'll be doing it in reverse coming back here. But you can either resist change, I think, or you can try and see... This is going to sound so woohoo, but like almost the way that things are working for you with change. And obviously, as we always mention, we are very privileged. We are very, very lucky in this world. And so it is very easy to say that when it comes to change. And not all change can be like super obviously positive. Like me moving to Melbourne to be with like my friends, my family, and my boyfriend is like a positive thing. Even though I'm leaving all my loved ones in the Gold Coast. But I'm trying to go with the flow. And I feel like that's what we're both trying to do. Even though there's sad things, even though there's things that are going to be hard to adjust to, we're going with the flow and we're trying to see how it's going to be like so positive in the long run.
Yeah, totally. It's actually really interesting because I've never been someone that's really feared change that much. You know, have always said from the get-go to, like, my friends, like, don't expect me to stay here forever because, like, I'm not...
You've always been the biggest flat risk. Always. Which is ironic because now I'm leaving.
But it is very interesting because, like, I think the first time I have feared change has been recently, like, with realizing, like, you're going to, like, move cities. And now I genuinely, like, I feel fine. I'll be sad when the time comes, but I feel fine. But it is very interesting how it can just, like, change. How you feel about change can change. But how you feel how you feel about change can change depending on the situation and the person and stuff like that. Because in the past I've found it really easy to embrace, like, you know, not living near one of my friends or like even when I moved to the Gold Coast, it was just like a split second decision. I was just like, I'm just moving. I have $700 in my bank account. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm just
Taylor's oldest time.
Yeah, pretty much. But it really does. I think one of the things about embracing change that I have found is like really trying to focus on like the exciting parts of things, because with like honestly everything in life, there's going to be like downsides to most things in some capacity, you know, like, and I think that really leaning into the positives is what makes it and allowing it to be an exciting experience, you know, like for example, me and my boyfriend moving, like he already lives here, but we're moving into like a new place together.
Yeah,
like,
neither of us are going to be living in this apartment anymore.
Yeah. And we're probably going to be moving further away from friends. And that is something that, of course, like it sucks, right? And like there are things like hobbies that I do that I won't be able to do and stuff like that. But I think that really just being like, I'm so excited because like I can't wait to furnish this place with my boyfriend. I can't wait to create this new home and I can't wait to hopefully have a veggie garden and I can't wait for all these things. It's just like such a positive way to
look at it.
To look at it and to embrace it. And I think everything can bring up fear in some capacity. And as an anxious girl myself, like there's definitely moments, but for the most part, like I'm feeling really excited about you know, the future in the next few months and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel the same. And I think change as a whole is hard to, it's hard to grapple with because I think most people fear change because there's an element of what if I'm not as happy? And like that is obviously understandable. Like no one wants to live in a reality where they're less happy than they are now. And like I think the interesting part of that is that sometimes people aren't happy. I'm not speaking for us right now because I don't think that either of us are like miserable in our current existences, but I think some people can actually be like really, really unhappy, but they still fear change because it's almost like there's this fear of you being more unhappy in the change, which is I think a very human thing. Like you almost become comfortable and safe in the discomfort. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that's a big reason, but I also think like if we are talking eras, which we are, there is something to be said for like almost like romanticizing or like just like yeah, like romanticizing the concept of creating a new version of yourself. And I don't mean changing who you are and being someone you're not. I mean creating a new life. Like my life living in Melbourne is not going to be like I'm not living in the near the coast in Melbourne. And even if I was, it'd be completely different because Melbourne is not, not the Gold Coast in any capacity.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm not like particularly concerned about that because, you know, I love Melbourne as a place, just like I love the Gold Coast as a place. But, you know, it's like a whole, I have thought about the fact that like the things I do here will be a bit different to things I'll do back in Melbourne. Like it's almost like I'll be going back to what I used to do like growing up and when I was in my early 20s and stuff like that before I moved here because the lifestyle is just a bit different. But I think when you try and embrace it, and obviously this only goes, like this only kind of works if you do think it's something you will enjoy, and I think that is something I will enjoy, is the slower lifestyle. Because it's funny because everyone thinks the Gold Coast is a slow lifestyle, and it can be, it's but it's not for us. It's
no, not for us. And I think as well, like with the Gold Coast in general, I actually have been getting a lot of requests lately on YouTube to share more about life on the Gold Coast. And I'm like, I don't think you understand. It feels so industrial at the moment.
Yeah, it's not. I think one of the biggest things is like, and like this is so rich coming from two people who moved here from Melbourne and, you know, contributed to the extreme population growth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there is...
It's not lost on us. How ironic
this is. It is incredibly ironic, yeah. But it's just, it's not necessarily like a relaxing place to be.
No.
Not for me at least. That's my personal experience.
Yeah, I think there are different parts of the Gold Coast. Mm. Like the Gold Coast is a pretty big place and I think what you see online is like a certain part of it. You know, like even when I film, it's like I film the fucking beach but I don't film the traffic that I get stuck in.
You don't film the roadworks at the front of our house.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's just, you know, it's... Yeah. It is a lot different to how it was. We know we contributed to the problem.
Yeah.
So we're leaving.
Yeah. So we're getting out. Yeah. I think that kind of got leaning into that idea of like, okay, yeah, it'll be different to what I'm in now. It'll be different to like how, and even like the things that you are like sad about losing. Like I am sad that I won't be able to be within like a 5-minute walk to like a beautiful beach when I feel like, you know, walking along the beach.
Yeah.
Like that does make me a bit sad. But then you can think about all the things you gain in, you know, in contrast of that.
Mm.
And the thing that I'm really trying, I think this is going to sound so like kind of nihilistic and futile, but I don't mean it to be like cynical. As I get older, I'm realizing that like you don't have to like dwell on the negatives or the things that aren't as good. They can just exist and be like something that you just make peace with.
Totally. And as well as that, I think that like a lot of the time, and I speak for myself when I say this, like I've definitely on romanticization, I've romanticized past things, like or past eras that I've been in, like for example, like living situations that I've been in. And, you know, I used to live in a share house, for example, that was, there was just people coming and going all the time. There was like, I remember one summer having like 7 people living in my 3-bedroom house, you know, and it was just so busy and so come and go and it was so social and it was so free. Like we just did whatever we wanted to do every single day and didn't really think about anything that much. Mm. And sometimes I think about it and I'm like, oh my God, like I miss that time in my life. Like, you know, things have changed so much, like blah, blah, blah. But the thing is like things did change for the better when those things changed. Yes. And it was what I needed. But a lot of the time, even perhaps when we're craving change in our life, we can look back at past experiences that we've had and think that like, if we were doing that, we would feel a lot better. And I think that that's just like human nature when we're feeling down or we're feeling lost to crave other things. It's even like when you are single and you start missing your ex, but it's just because you're bored.
Or you're a bit lonely.
Yeah. And I think that the same goes for like change, you know, like I'm sure that at some point in my life, like maybe in 10 years, I'll be like, and we've always talked about this, like, we're going to look back at some point and be like, oh my God, remember that time that we spent living together when we were just two single girlies fucking around doing whatever. Like that will be a time in our life that we will also romanticize and we won't think about like the shit times that we've had. You know what I mean? We'll only think about the good times. And I think that that is definitely just a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for us in our very privileged space of moving in with our boyfriends and not living in the same city, like I think that there is a lot of positive as well, more positive than negative, really. And it's just about adapting to that.
For sure.
And I mean, we'll speak for ourselves with our friendship. Like, I think our friendship will adapt.
For sure.
And that's what it'll be.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like we need to address the elephant in the room, which is what is happening with the podcast when we no longer live together and no longer live in the same state.
Yeah. So we're entering the last couple of months of the podcast ever.
Yes.
Sorry.
So just to kind of really get it out there, this is the last season. And as it stands, we're thinking the podcast is going to end at the end of June.
Yeah.
So we're in May now. So,
we're in May now. Do the math. So yeah, there's not going to be a whole lot of episodes left, but we're really like want to embrace just like enjoying the last of it. You know, this year has just crept up on us really quickly, and like whilst we love making this podcast, we've mentioned many a times we really don't make money making this podcast. We are very grateful for our Patreons who do support us and make it somewhat financially beneficial, but even if we're totally honest, like that doesn't even meet like minimum wage rates for us
basically. No, it's just in like that's not why we
do it,
but it just means that like, you know, as two girlies who live together, like we can be like usually we record before because I have more of like a regular working life. I do get to choose my hours somewhat, but like in terms of you compared to you, Ducky, I have more of a regular working schedule. So usually record like early morning before I start work on my lunch break, which we're doing right now. Or sometimes like weekends.
Yeah.
Or even after work. Like because we live together, it's so much easier to find that time. And when I say easier, it's not easy. No. It's just easier.
Yes.
Yeah, like Ducky said, it's not about the money, but we don't make money from it to like really make it anything other than a hobby that we love.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about embracing the natural change of things, I think that also means the natural end of things,
yeah,
of certain things. And like kind of similar to what I just said about, you know, I just kind of accepting, making peace with things that might not be like, might not feel super positive, but do have to happen. I think that unfortunately the podcast ending is like one of those things where, you know, we've loved doing it and it has been so fun and it is still like, we love the community we've created, but it is just not worth like holding on to something and not having it be what we want it to be any longer.
Yeah,
purely totally. Because we're too scared to face the end of it.
Yeah, and I think as well there is like this natural progression of the fact that, you know, we've mentioned so many times we feel like we've covered every single topic we could potentially cover on this podcast, and you know, we've loved doing it so much, but it's at the point where we're like, where do we go from here, if that makes sense? And I think that when we get to this point, you know, it could have been the fact that even if we weren't moving, we would end the podcast, because I think that there are so many other contributing factors, like the creative burnout that can happen, the fact that we do commit a lot of time to this, and we, as we've mentioned, we're already both quite busy people. And I think that naturally things just do come to an end sometimes, and like if we look at this as a job, we've been in this job for 3 years, and whilst, you know, we've been loving it so much, it's just time for us to resign. And and I think that as well there's something to be said for making that change before it becomes like a super stressful thing
or a burden.
Totally. So
yeah, like the last thing I personally, and I'm sure you'd agree, Ducky, is like the last thing I'd want is to call an end to the podcast when I am so done and so burnt out and so over it and like have negative feelings towards it, because right now it's like, it's almost like a catch-22 because it's such a source of pride and joy, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I love doing it, and I love saying like, you know, I've like, I talk about these things with my best friend on my pod, on this podcast, and like we have listeners who like write in about these things and like all the stuff we do. And like, even honestly, like we're like, we haven't even mentioned this, but we're releasing our like limited merch on Monday. We've just released it for Patreons, but it's going live the Monday after this episode airs. So in a few days.
Yeah.
Obviously that's going to be a like what's there. It's a very, very, very limited run of t-shirts. But even that, it's like, we're doing the photo shoot and like the other day, and I was like thinking like, I love doing this photo shoot and I love doing it with you, and like it's just it almost, it is a shame to an extent that like this won't be happening anymore in this specific way, like this dynamic and this thing, that this like labor of love that we've had. But I'd prefer to say okay, let's like leave it like in a really good note and like be able to look back and say, look at all these episodes we've done, look at all these like things, but all these cool things we've done, these t-shirts we released, these cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And not be like, God, this is having like such a hindrance because I was working full time and we're editing and we couldn't find time to record. Like, and I think that might inevitably happen if we were to like kind of kick the can down the road.
Yeah.
I think there's a maturity and a grace and in like knowing when to, when is the right time to stop something.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And I think we both feel good about it.
Yeah.
It sucks in ways, but I think that at the same time, you know, we know the strain that it would put on ourselves as well, trying to do this virtually and stuff like that. When we're both trying to, you're entering your confident girl era, I'm entering my arty girl era. And for us to do these things, we need that time for that self-care and to adjust to, you know, moving and all of these changes happening and stuff like that. And so I totally agree with you. I think that there is like a lot of grace to it and just like accepting it. But yes, on the merch, let me talk about the merch for a second.
Talk about the merch.
We finally took the photos for our merch. We've been working on this merch for probably a year. Yeah, probably a year.
Oh, yes. And it's been, we've been working on it for a year, but it's been like a concept. We always knew pretty much from the beginning that we wanted to do communicate t-shirts.
Yes.
But we obviously released the cards first because I feel like that's like a nice little dip into merch.
Yeah. And then we've been working on these t-shirts. As mentioned, this year has been fucking chaotic. And we finally got to taking the photos. We got these t-shirts delivered in December.
Yeah.
It's now May. But
can I just also say that like we got them delivered in December and like the delivery was a nightmare and we were so stressed because we wanted to get them out in January.
Yeah.
And then everything happened so fast in both of our lives so much. Like happened so fast. So then it just didn't happen in January.
It didn't happen. And we finally got like this weekend that has just passed. We finally had the time to shoot it. I'm like, okay, we're getting it done. Yeah. And even then it was a bit of a shit show because the studio we booked, everything was just like,
everything was working against us. But we got it done.
And so if you are interested in purchasing limited run merch, their communicate t-shirts, which I'm wearing one right now. Yeah. They're really cute. There is a black colorway and a cream colorway, two different designs. They are a unisex cut. They're in sizes extra small to 3XL. And they are made from organic cotton, designed in Australia, eco-printed in Australia, sustainably made. We did all the good shit we could do with making these.
Yeah, and we do ship internationally. Like, it's all the same kind of similar stuff to our cards. Like, we ship internationally. If you do sign up to Patreon, you can get a discount depending on which tier you sign up to. Yeah, and if you, I mean, get, like again, like we said with the cards, like, if you do go to the checkout and your country isn't listed because for some reason you have to list every country manually. Do you think I have time to list 200 countries?
The girlies don't know their geography that well. We're really sorry.
What'd you say?
The girlies don't know their geography that
absolutely
well.
Absolutely not. But yeah, like, we're really proud of them. It is a very limited run, guys.
It's a very limited run.
Well, here's the thing, guys. We're going to be real with you. Brands say this when it's not a limited run, because they're trying to get you to buy. We're not a brand. We're two girlies.
We're two girlies. We literally have this one box of t-shirts.
We can see a box next to us right now.
We have this one box of t-shirts, and that's all we're doing because we're ending the podcast. Yeah. So if you've ever wanted to support us in that way, or maybe say, thanks for the episodes over the years, this could be your way remembering us.
Yeah. A little remember, like a forget-me-not kind of thing.
A forget-me-not of the TBH pod. Everything will be linked down in the show notes if you do want to check it out. We'd appreciate it so much. Hopefully when this episode goes live, there's still some left.
Yeah.
there should still be some left.
There will be some left, yeah.
But yeah, we'll link it in the show notes if you want to check it out. That has been fun to work on.
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel like, I'm not trying to be presumptuous, but I feel like some people will be disappointed that we're ending the podcast, because we do still get a lot of really lovely messages and a lot of like listens every week saying that, you know, we're like out there, people's comfort shows and like just listening or having a conversation with friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I want everyone to know that this has been nothing but like a labor of love from us.
Yeah, totally.
And that includes the merch, and that includes, you know, chatting with you guys online and stuff like that, and the Patreon, and like uploading the public episodes, and like it's been so fun. I actually want to know suggestions on what our very last episode should be.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, if you've ever had any dating stories you want to submit, if you've ever had any questions for unprofessional opinions you want to submit, now's the time to do so, because we only have probably like 6 or 7 episodes left that we're gonna be making. So head to our Instagram at tbh.pod.
Yeah.
Send us your unprofessional opinions, even if you're in our DMs, that's fine. We'll keep track of them. Send us your shitty dating stories. Yeah. Send
anything you've ever wanted to tell us, even if we do a big mishmash episode for our last episode.
We want to hear it.
Yeah. We can call our last episode Closure. And it's just about everything. Everyone getting their closure for everything they've ever wanted to say.
Yeah.
I will say, send it in by mid-June, because I'm going to Europe, and so the last episode will have to be recorded before I go to Europe on July 6th.
Send it in
16th.
Now when you're listening to this.
Yeah. We have like a week. I can have a think about it.
Yeah.
And then send it in.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's going to bring us to the end of today's episode. A bit of a life update and just like some thoughts that have been going through our mind lately about change as we embrace a season of change. As always, though, thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. We've appreciated it so much over the years, and we're looking forward to, you know, seeing out the rest of this season and bringing you some really fun episodes. And yeah, I think that's it from me.
Yeah, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Have a beautiful day. Love ya. Bye.